organ is the queen of instruments, you say, but these small organs, they are princesses or fine old ladies.
One man and his remarkable shed, retired doctor Andre Palsgaard's man cave, is packed to the gunwales with 19th century organs, salvaged from an era when Denmark was more devout, austere and rustic.
I'm using my legs to show how they had to pump in old days, because they had not electricity in the churches. I'm very happy repairing the organs. This organ was taken down from the church in 1981 and have been in stables and garages. The children playing in the garage have pressed big pipes totally flat, and insects have gone into the wood and destroyed wood.
Tror godt det går. Ja, det tror jeg faktisk det går.
Dr. Palsgaard is now in San Andreas Church in downtown Copenhagen, where seven more of his beautifully decorated village organs are arrayed in the upper gallery. He's helping blind organist and jazz band leader Willy Egmoser to prepare for a concert attended by 150 people.
Music is my lifeline. That's the only thing I'm very good at. To play a little bit jazzy on them. That's not what they are made for at all, but nevertheless, I like it very much. I find it, the sound is charming, and these little old ladies, as we call them, we love them.
But the organ collection's future is under threat from the parish that includes Copenhagen Cathedral, the dean of which is Anders Gerlegaard.
A collection of old small village organs, which are not anymore in use, is not an important task for a living city church. It could be a task for a museum, perhaps.
It is a disaster for me. I have no interest in keeping these organs for myself. I want to share the joy with other people. And therefore, the concerts are very important for me.
I am struggling to ensure that the church will continue to be used for religious purposes. But I do interpret that in a broad way, meaning social work, but which the work that the church is involved with. So we will not just rent it out for office space, which could be quite an income for us, but we will not do that.
And so this city of glorious spires is about to lose a slice of rattling, wheezing ecclesiastical history, as the enthusiasts have little hope of finding a single roof under which to shelter Andre Palsgaard's little old ladies. Malcolm Brabant, DW, Copenhagen.